AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. Supreme Court says the Texas abortion law can remain in effect for now as a hearing is set for early November. Attorney Mark Heron with the Center for Reproductive Rights says the way the Texas legislature wrote the law poses a threat to the federal courts and the Constitution.
Every individual constitutional right is at stake, and so is the Supreme Court's authority to interpret the Constitution for the United States and say what the federal law is.
Here in adding,
if a state like Texas can evade federal court review, any state could prohibit the exercise of any fundamental constitutional right.
The Texas law was written to evade early federal court review by putting enforcement of it into the hands of private citizens rather than state officials. The Supreme Court, in its order, wants to hear arguments on whether the Justice Department and abortion providers can sue and obtain a court order that would effectively prevent the law from being enforced. The company that plans to bring former President Donald Trump's media adventure to the stock market soars amid a trading frenzy.
Trading had to be stopped temporarily for Digital World Acquisition Corp. after its stock value nearly tripled. It ended the day with a 107% gain. It plans to merge with Trump Media and Technology Group. The new venture is the Truth Social app with Trump as its chairman. The idea is to challenge Facebook, Twitter, and even Disney's streaming video service. Some investors appear to be believers in Donald Trump's ideology. Others appear simply to be grabbing for a chance at a quick profit. The last time Donald Trump ran a publicly traded company, Trump Entertainment Resorts, it didn't end up well for investors. I'm Ed Donahue.
Trump's casino company lost hundreds of millions of dollars and filed for bankruptcy several times, sticking shareholders with the big losses. Fortune magazine says Trump walked away with $82 million. This is AP News. A man with ties to former New York City mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani has been convicted for illegal campaign contributions.
Soviet-born Florida businessman Lev Parnas was found guilty after 5 hours of jury deliberations in New York. Prosecutors accused him of using other people's money to pose as a powerful political broker and cozy up to some of the nation's top Republican political figures. After the verdict, Parnas denied the charges. Part of the case alleges Parnas and an associate made illegal donations to Republican political committees in 2018. That includes a $325,000 donation for Donald Trump. Parnas and a co-defendant were also part of lawyer Rudy Giuliani's efforts to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden's son during the 2020 campaign. Giuliani himself is under criminal investigation for his Ukraine dealings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.